there since Cap Antonio Brown today. Is there one? What do you say to when you hear those?
Like I said before, I mean, as far as comparisons and things like that, I just take them in stride, take them with a grain of salt. I mean, it's a lot more work to do. Antonio Brown been in the league for a long time, doing some great things. So it's good to be compared to him, but it's a lot of work to be done, and I'm really focused on that.
Captain's just telling us about your enormous hands.
See the hands? I was going to tell you guys, but I always keep them in my pocket for a reason. But they're all right. They're decent size. That's why I keep them in my pocket.
I mean, at the combine, were they among the top wide receiver measured hands?
Yeah, I had like I think like 10 inch, something like that. Yeah, so they're all right, man. Keep them in my pocket, I'll be all right.
How much are you enjoying all this success?
I mean, you just take it with stride because, I mean, it's going to be good days and it's going to be bad days. I mean, you accept them. You continue to work hard no matter what. No matter what success comes, and you'll be fine.
You take a lot of pride in the route running. Kevin mentioned that. He said you're already one of the elite route runners in the league.
I mean, I just take it serious as far as creating separation, setting guys up, or beating them with speed, and just all the different things you can to beat a DB. And I had some good battles in the inside with Cap, so I like going against him.
What's been just the buzz? You know, I'm sure a lot of people have been reaching out, friends, media, all the attention. How do you deal with all that?
I mean, you just take it in stride. I mean, you roll with the punches. Good things gonna be said, bad things gonna be said. I mean, just like I had a good day, I'm gonna have a bad day. There's gonna be times where things aren't gonna be as good. So I just take it in stride. Really, don't really give it too much life. You don't pay too much attention. My old coach has told me, don't drink the Kool-Aid and don't read press clippings about yourself.
Was that Coach Ricardo?
Actually, Coach Loxton, Coach asked her favorite thing to say, don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. So, I mean, yeah, I stayed away from that.
If you had to compare yourself growing up watching somebody, was there somebody that you maybe, you know, wanted to be like growing up?
See, I mean, growing up, I played running back, so I used to watch a lot of running backs. I used to watch AP as well, but, I mean, I played running back, so I told him when I got to high school, that's when I played receiver. And I liked all the receivers in the league at that time who were doing well. I mean, they're good at what they do, so obviously, playing at a high level, you want to do the same thing one day. Now I'm here, so I still steal things from guys.
Do you study more receivers in the league, or do you study more of what you do to try to improve your craft?
Just as far as the things I do, I try to focus on the things I do well and the things I don't do well. For the things I don't do well, if somebody else is similar size to me as far as what I do, I try to see if they attack things a certain kind of way or how they adjust and that kind of thing. But as far as my craft all around, I just work at it.
What don't you do well?
I mean, that's a secret. I mean, that's for you to watch on film. But, I mean, I try to get better all around game each and every day.
I think somebody said today between you, Mike, and Charles, maybe the best three wide receivers in the league together as a trio. What are your thoughts on what you have going at wideout?
We definitely have a lot of talent in that room. I mean, it's just you seeing the guys as far as with the ball in their hands and route running and things like that. So we have a great group. And as far as competing at a high level, we try to do that each and every day, pushing one another. We got rules in the room as far as dropping passes, running the wrong route, anything like that. Of course, I'm the youngest, so I get it the worst, but I just try to do the best I can.
How much do you keep in contact with Coach McCardle?
He actually hit me like a week or two ago, just telling me to continue to work hard, don't drink the Kool-Aid. He didn't say that specific, but he just said continue to work hard, keep your head down.
And he's somebody you look up to considering his NFL pedigree?
Yeah, I mean, it checks out the time he spent in the league and the things that he did. So, I mean, as far as being one of his younger kids, as far as teaching me and all the things that he showed me on how to be a receiver, not so much on the field, but things off the field as well, how to conduct yourself and how to walk into an establishment and do things the right way.
Drop passes or push-ups, right?
Drop passes are mandatory push-ups. Outside of the push-ups, you got a lot of other things else to do. You might be the guy getting the candy that day, so my go-to way of living.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks, Steph. All right, good day.